grace, mercy, and peace. May these increase through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear Bishop, other friends, and service guests, I have the pleasure to welcome you on behalf of the organization arranging these services, but that this would be the greetings of all the brothers and sisters here in Central Finland to our service guests. This is not the first time we have summer services at Central Finland. First summer services were 100 years ago. These are the 8th summer services in Central Finland. The last time was in the year 2000. Living Christianity has come to Central Finland through these services. These services have been planned together, and together they have been built. As we heard in your earlier speeches, it has that there has been the farmers working with us, that they allowed us to come here. The city has been with us, helping us, the congregation, other bureaucrats. Thanks unto you. As we prepared these services, it has become very secure or safely how our country, it is very safe to live here. How bureaucrats and other authorities wish to help arrange these services. We thank you. We thank the authorities and also the Heavenly Father for this. The brothers and sisters here in Central Finland have built these services, and now during services, Southern Finland's brothers and sisters, for the main part, do the work here. We thank you beforehand. Dear service guests, you have came to our homes, our home region, and we have arranged large home services here. I hope when I use the word home services, it brings the warmth of the home, and that you can be here safely. These services have been built for you, dear service guests. We have tried to build these services so it would be easy to come here and easy to be here. Yes, last night it rained. Now we don't have to worry about dry weather or dry ground, but we hope that the rain will stop and the sun begins to shine. At least it has been forecast that the sun will come. As we have prepared these services, that it would be good for families to be here. Families are dear to us. And we have a warm feeling towards you. And also unto the elders whose steps have become shorter. But be patient. These are summer services. We live in tents. Often we have summer services at airports. You are very welcome to these services. It is open to everyone, and there is no entrance fee. When we say you are welcome, we mean this, that you are welcome no matter. You are welcome here just as you are, and no matter where you come from or what situation your life is. Those who are listening through digital equipment, we hope you would feel that you would be as one of us. You are also welcome, regardless of what country you are listening to, no matter what your language is or the color of your skin. Even you, who may feel timid and you feel weakness, you are very welcome. And you are dear. You're God's dear child. Everyone is welcome. Even you who came for the first time, or who might be listening for the first time, even if you've been listening for 50 or 60, 70 times. No, very few have been 100 times, if any. The theme for these services that we heard from Mark: your sins are forgiven unto you. In this text, it explains of home services where there were many people, where Christ was a speaker. There's much familiar with these services we are holding now. Christ is not present here as a human, and we understand this. But as we are taught and know, the work of Christ continues here in this world through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "As my Father sent me, I send you. I will send you. Go out in all the world and preach repentance and a forgiveness of sins." And this is a central message at these services, when we fulfill this duty that Christ gave through the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Go preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins. It is a short text, what Christ gave. these words of grace. In Jesus' name and blood has carried us here. Even when we have prepared these services, we have done this work, believing the gospel. And when we have come to work, we have believed upon this gospel. We have been under this blessing. And when we did this work, and I left to do this duty, being blessed from my wife. For this blessing is with each one of us. We have boys and girls, everyone has this grace that your sins, you can believe forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And these words of grace, it is not only for us who organize, but it is also to you, dear travel friend, who are listening now. You can confidently believe all sins and burdens forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood, unto peace, joy, and freedom. In this way, we can confidently trust in God and begin these services. And we ask and we pray humbly that the Heavenly Father would give us, embolden us, and give us a secure mind. And also to those who come here to serve at these services, and those, the family and friends who come here with those who preach the word, would bless them. It is important to speakers in God's kingdom that the family uplifts, supports, and blesses into this duty. We ask and pray that the Heavenly Father would bless our services unto His own name, His honor and glory, and unto the best of our souls. You are welcome to the summer services at Anikoski. Amen.